Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
This practice is designed to help us learn to be able to be with rather than resist sadness. We'll begin with a few minutes of silent meditation, focusing on the breath. So find a comfortable posture in which your spine is more or less erect. And notice that you're already breathing. And bring your attention to the breath either in the belly or at the tip of the nose. And try to follow the breath for complete cycles, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of relative fullness, back down to where the lungs are relatively empty, and it begins again. And allow yourself to feel the various sensations in the body that surround the breath. Practicing being aware of whatever we're experiencing with acceptance. When the mind begins to wander, just gently bring it back to the sensations of the breath and the body. And see if you can develop some interest or curiosity in the sensations of the breath and the other sensations in the body. And now that you've been with the breath for a little while, begin to scan your body for sensations associated with sadness. See if there's any bit of sadness there, and see where in your body you might experience that. If you don't notice any sensations in the body of sadness, see if you can generate them. Perhaps by thinking of something that might make you sad now, or that usually makes you sad. And notice exactly where you feel that sadness in your body. Perhaps it's in the chest or the throat, or the face and the eyes. Survey your whole body to see where the sadness shows up. Notice the form and the texture of the sad feelings. And now see if you can make the feelings of sadness grow. You might be able to do this by just continuing to focus on the sensations in the body, or perhaps you'll need to generate other thoughts or images to make the feelings of sensation stronger, the feelings of sadness stronger. The idea is to try to ramp up these feelings to their maximum intensity so you can really work with increasing your capacity to bear them. You may need to be creative about this to find a way to generate the sadness. Now see if you can find their maximum intensity to see just how strong a feeling of sadness you can generate while sitting here. If tears come, just let them flow and understand that whatever arises is just a feeling and it won't last forever. And once you've got what feels like the maximum level of sadness that you can generate, see if you can hold it at that level. For the next few minutes, just try to be with that sadness, and if it begins to fade very much, see if you can bring it back to its former intensity. Welcome the sadness, as though it were your friend. Just stay with the sensations wherever they show up in the body. And if the mind starts to wander, or the sensations start to fade, just bring the attention back to the sensations of sadness in the body, or to whatever images or thoughts you need to generate them. Again, try to keep the sadness going. If it fades or your mind wanders, come back to the sensations of sadness in the body, or the thoughts or the images that help you to generate those sensations. Notice how you have the capacity to feel whatever arises. Now that you've been with the feeling of sadness for a while, allow your attention to come back to the breath. Notice it rising and falling in your belly, or the sensations at the tip of your nose. And allow whatever sadness feelings are there to still be there, but a little bit more in the background now, as the foreground becomes the sensations of the breath. As before, if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the sensations of the breathing. What's happening in your body at this moment, with each breath? And now to bring this to a close, I'll ring the bell and listen to the bell from the beginning of the ringing to the point where it trails off into space.